Everybody again. Okay, first story. First story. Okay, this story is a common story. It probably have happened to you this morning, okay? Or yesterday. You're learning with your chavrusa. He needs to jot down his major kasha that he's just shlugged up the shach, right? He shlugged up the shach from the Rajba. And he needs to jot it down on the side. Now, he's not learning with his computer punk today. So he wants to write it in his Shulchan Aruch. He does not have a pen. So he tells you, please, you have a pen? She says, sure. You give him your pen. Someone brushes by. Your special pen that you like to read, that you like to write with, the only one that actually works for you, V5, right? With the very pointy point. Let me get this right. Falls on the floor. It bends over. You try to straighten it out this way, that way. Gone. So Chavrusa feels very bad, but you tell him, hey, maybe you're Potter. And if you're Potter, I don't want to take your money. Now, that's the shaila. Is there a ball of imoy in this situation? Because you are chavrusas, you're actually learning together at that time. There was a she'elah happen. Is there, first of all, I guess the question is even broader.
With the bars in the body of this yellow.
Okay.
So it
Okay.
says further, we have
That's the
they both
shaila.
in each other.
That's the shaila for
No,
all of
they're
you.
nothing. Right. Well, here, you're the one who decides what we learn, so we can't, nobody can switch what we're
We just
learning.
screen. Halavai, Yaakov. You would Halavai would be who decides who learns.
I'm assuming neither can switch. If neither can switch, then no Bellavimo.
Okay, that's obviously the answer that's on everyone's mind.
You can always drop the harusa, no problem. It's common stuff. Like, I'll give them all. Leave the
Okay.
sheep and the rabbi. Okay, no.
But as long as you're
Stop.
in this matzav,
That's good.
you're counting.
First of all, is it true you could always drop a chavrusa? I'm challenging that.
Saying you
There
have
was
a chryas.
a commitment for a chavrusa shaft. You could just leave the chavrusa shaft. You could leave your chavrusa hanging. Now, if
What's
something
the what? Benigeh, what?
like, why
What's the
not?
fear?
Like, I want to dvarim and
Because
never.
there's an Yosef at the beginning of the sugya that says that really, if you commit bedibur, if you do something for faith, you're really chayiv. This
As
grab
long
punk,
yes, you could back
no penalty for backing out, but that's you're not allowed to back out. So even the verbal commitment that I'm gonna do it is also a haschalas malacha to some degree. I think he's going
right.
into it now. As
Anyway,
long as
I just
wait.
before we get into that, I just want to raise one more issue that there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch about a she'ela that's pachas mishav pruta. If you're being lending something, a hishtamshes, a pachas mishav pruta, then that could be an issue that maybe perhaps you're not mechuyav at all. So a little ink and a little pen to jot down your kasha from the Rajba that you shlugged up the shach is the chayra pachas
But that
mishav
pen is worth a pruta. That pen is worth a
pruta.
pruta. The usage of it, is
But
it?
you need the usage.
There's tamshas.
You need the
So
shtam.
something that no one charges for the use of the pen, so
That's
you view that as not even having the value of a shabbat pruta. That's the correct
no, even if it
perspective.
was charged. What happens if no one charges for a pen, even if you use it for 20 years? Then you
Then
could
it
say
has
it's
no
true.
value.
I'm giving you a usage for a pruta. I mean, a pen is worth more than a pruta, especially these fancy ones, right? That by now they're probably tariffs. It's probably $5. So it's a pruta. I'm just giving it to you for free. And the derech is that people give it for free because it's a matana. You feel very awkward asking a chavrusa for money, even if even the pen you lent at the beginning of his month, he still hadn't returned. And it's already Pesach time. So I don't know if the criteria is the, what people would charge, but perhaps you would have to take a look at what the value of the pen is.
What is
I'm
he?
not
Is
the
that the
value of the pen and how
controlling?
long a pro rate Baruch, what's going on?
What
What's
is
the
value?
law?
Is it value what people are ready to pay for it?
I hear, but do you look at the circumstances around if punk no one's charging in this type of awkward situation, does that mean it has no value? Or he had the usage of a brand new pen. So, and that's $4. $4.30.
And I was actually thinking is it, that let's say that the fakir, okay, would people normally charge 25 cents to use my big pen for an hour, even though the whole pen's worth 10 cents? Is that a
Well,
stores do that? I'm
that
sorry.
would if that's what the value is, so then you certainly got the value,
Right.
I believe. A lot of times you rent a car, the whole car is worth
Right.
$10,000, and over a year, then bringing in revenues of $15,000. So you see, that's not the caveat. Okay, so again, so really what's on everyone's minds is really the more important question is the who is what? Just a couple of important pointers. I'm not gonna go,
I'm sorry to back everyone up. Can you just say the shout one more time? I came in a few
Oh,
minutes late.
I'm sorry, Rabbi Yasser. Your chavrusa, the story that happened to you yesterday. Your chavrusa borrowed your pen, and someone knocked into him. It dropped on the floor, and it cracked the point. The fancy pen, the one
Avada.
that's the only one you could write with. That
One
one.
where their wife made the fancy name and everything. Yes.
Oh, okay. Not even that. I'm even talking about the one, the V5 precise pilot. That's the only pen that writes for me. That thin point, it falls on the floor. It's a good chance it's not going to work again, or it's going to leaking. So, Mahadin, is he Potter? Is he five? Right? And the problem is you're learning Balavimoy right now, and you're going to have to Paskin and come out with a Psak. That's the problem. That is the issue.
Right.
So the first thing that I wanted to handle was. We're both meshibbet for each other. There's no one person in the chavrusa shaft that decides what you have to learn. Perhaps it's the kollel that you're part of, the Rosh Kollel, Rabbi Blezer. He's known as being very tough. Rabbi Blezer out there, it's being recorded, being very tough on the olam that you have to learn a certain thing. So therefore, it's not totally on you. To decide, it's definitely not totally on me. That was Rabbi Yaakov Marm was trying to throw that on me. Definitely not totally on me. That's the last option. But that's what the from Riata, I was just throwing out the Paksim Shtam Shapakashav. Okay, now we know that the Tashbatz makes a little problems. The Akamosha brings that Tashbatz that when you're dealing with the Shlich Tzibur and the Kahal. That when they're both meshubet zeh lo zeh, he seems to say it is bal of imoy, and Achronim deal with it or say by tzarchi, and maybe the Ramos talk of Bedafka doesn't bring out, the Mekor Chaim, the Nesivis says it's Tolian, who's paying. If there's someone who's paying, then we know that's the koveya. So if you're learning with Chavrusa and you're the one that's getting paid, so the Chavrusa is paying you to learn with him. Then you know that you're the Baal, you're the Baalim. So you're a Baal of Imoy. If you lent the pen to him, he will be Potter.
I mean, again, for a lot of cases of tutoring.
Correct. And the Pisichoshen, just to throw out the Pisichoshen, says that if there is one of them who has the Iker Toyelis, now usually Bederach Klal, especially in the Choshev HaKoel of North Miami Beach, everyone has a Toyelis, everyone's learning with each other. But let's say you would have a situation where you have the Talmud Chacham of the shul, and you'll have the Am Ha'aretz of the shul approaching the Talmud Chacham of the shul, and asking him, perhaps we could learn, we could learn together, make a seder together, and the Talmud says, sure, no problem, we'll be glad to. So over there, the Teyalis is for the Am Ha'aretz, hands down, because it's true, Talmida Yosemekulam, but the Talmud Chacham in his mind is thinking he's not even a Talmud, he's not even ready to be in my Talmud. I get nothing from him, and you have the situations. That the
Unless he's
Ikatayas,
a big donor.
what do you say?
Unless he's a big donor. He's a big
Even if
donor.
he's a big donor,
Okay, yeah. I'm still
that
providing
was
the service.
the Makar Chaim. That was the Nesivos of getting paid, or whatever.
Go ahead.
But whatever the circumstances, if we could establish that the Ikatayalis is one of them, then he becomes the Bilam. So use your imagination and then apply it. And of course, if you're going to be the big shot and the Chavrusa Shaf on the side, you're the that he's the Ikatayalis, then you just lost your pen. So it's better not to go there. Okay, story number
So
two.
again, just to speak it out, so the Am Haaretz, the Teilis is for him, so he is
So,
considered the Bialim.
no, the other way around. Then
He's
he's the
the
recipient.
recipient. He's the recipient, and the other one is the
The
Bialim on
rabbi
Haaretz.
is servicing. Rabbi is
Okay.
servicing him.
So he's the Baal of Ima, yeah.
And the Chazan and
Okay.
Kahal, I guess, it's considered equal.
Well, it's a
Yeah,
shame.
but
It would be Negea. You know,
because.
they bring in a guest speaker. He, of course, is giving providing the service. You bring in a guest chazan. The thing then that this would change, where it's beyond the norm, and it's very clear who the service provider is.
I hear you. That's a good point.
If you're not paying him, you're saying. If you're not paying him, if you're bringing a guy
Got
from
it.
that, yeah. What
Correct.
am
Right.
I right?
Because right, I guess Reb Tzvi Englund, Reb Tzvi is saying that if he's a guest, meaning say he's probably has plenty of business and plenty of people listening to him wherever he is, he's coming here specifically to do you a favor. But if he's just a traveling chazan and he's not good enough to land a shteler anywhere, and he just travels around. Then maybe perhaps that's different, but in Hanami, yeah. Okay. Now, story number two. This is based on a true story, actually. Reuven owns first edition Noam Elimelech, first printing. Okay, everyone knows that that's worth priceless.
No.
The sefer that has many segulos attached to it. One of the segulos of having it is for easy childbirth. People borrow it, and there are some people who still are, I guess not are naive enough to lend it out, I guess, without proper security. And the Maaseh Shaya was he lent it out, and that it
Without
was
taking out
awful.
insurance.
What happened?
Without taking out insurance. You're talking about an
Correct.
item worth
Correct.
$50,000 to $100,000.
Correct. Maaseh Shaya was that he lent it out and. The next thing he knows, who was being sold in one of these, whatever.
Dine is gone, sir.
Okay. Obviously, that story is much more complicated with
Can you
Hakhak.
tell us the real details?
Maybe I didn't share. But Linyanenu is that what happened was that he lent it out and was. Let's say a fire broke out, Ba'inis, and the Noam Elimelech first edition was destroyed. Ba'inis Gomer. And is the Shoyal Chayev? Is the Shoyal Chayev or not? Okay, so what is this is not a Shaila of Baal HaVimei, by the way. But it
I was
is a
about to say, he didn't do anything
Shaila.
else. He just lent it, and Zehu, there's nothing else.
Correct, but this is a Shaila of Shin of Simin Shemem Of where does this come in? It's a shiloh of does this fit into criteria of shol?
Zeroy's boy?
Correct.
Zeroy's boy.
Correct.
Not
Because
normal. That's machlekes in the Rishonim about what it's for, if it's even a she'el or if it's just a shalos, it's the bialim. So you have a
correct.
kimli like Rashi in the Rush.
Correct. We don't have a hachra.
Or
That
the other
Rashi
way.
points out that the mechaber on purpose is mute.
Right.
And he doesn't want to get into it to give everybody the opportunity to learn the sugya however they want, because he didn't he was he wasn't going to make the hakra for us. So whoever's the mukzik, he will win.
Is the shiloh, is that the shiloh about segulas, if segulas are considered weird? Not their chashtamshas?
Okay, so
What
very
is
good.
the purpose? If
Okay.
I borrow a picture, right? If I
So,
borrow your picture to put on my wall, you're
that's
not going to say that's Leroy's, but that is the surface of the Zach. A Noam Elimelech first edition, no one learns from that. You want to learn Noam Elimelech, you buy a new one. The
right.
old one is meant for an easy childbirth. That is the purpose of this item.
Good. Good, Reb Tzvi.
But is that a normal
On
Shtamsus? Or that's the Rava?
the money. I have only one
Baruch.
correction,
Rav
and
Baruch, please
yes.
do not tell me that Taina would have went in Bezdin.
Once Reb Tzvi, the only thing is that I have one correction. It's a Noyim Ali Melech, not the Noyim Ali
What?
Melech.
Oh,
But
stop.
okay, good. So one second, one second, one second. So
Oh.
the start of the discussion is that let's say a sefer is made to learn from. That's what a sefer is learning from. If you're going to have a segula from it, usually that's not the main purpose of a sefer. L'chayra, that should be a shayla l'rois boy. L'mashal, if you're going to use a b'diavad segula, use the Heintiger edition of Noyim Ali Melech and try to make that segula with it. So then over there, certainly that chayra, even according to Reb Tzvi, it would be a shalirais boy. And that I think everyone is going to agree with Reb Tzvi, that you borrow a painting, you borrow a something to put on your desk, a vase, that of course that's not shalirais, and it's obvious to everybody that's the derech hashtamshes. We're only dealing with a situation. The only time we have shalirais is only where the hishtamshis is not the regular hishtamshis, like Rashi said.
I don't get
You're
it.
getting
The
from
Shaul
the
Rava, this was
now.
Rava. It's not the normal way. You don't. What's Pshat in the Rava? It's not normally used for that.
Which case you talking about?
The Rava, that's one of the
Oh, the
cases, right?
shavu, yeah.
What's that Pshat there? Because it's not
You,
Kiddushin Inchi, right?
you that's manal how that's the regular pshat how you learn, yeah. That's the
Okay, so
kasha.
then again, the school of thing is it Kiddushin Inchi? I don't care
Over
what.
here, okay, good. No one's being sh okay, good. But there's two things. You're bringing in, forget about Lira's boy, however you want to learn, but how about
Is this
Shaila Ravot?
normal?
So that you
Right.
have no Shaila. What's the position? You're saying over here this is normal.
I don't know, right.
Right. So in
Right.
Oyanam, Reb Tzvi is going out on a limb and he's willing to take a chreis for us and tell us that a first edition of Noyim no one learns from. There's only one purpose from it now. It used to be. When it first came out, it was
That's
people
good
used to.
to. That's how they
But
bar that.
today,
That.
the only
Little
people
confused.
bar just for segulas like this, for
Okay.
segulas.
There's two cases in the Mishnah. Are they mutually exclusive, the Lerava
And there is, right?
and Lireispa? In other words, let me put it this question. I borrow your car to park outside my house.
Looks
For
cool.
whatever reason, I want it to look good that I have this car in front of my house. So that's a case of Lireispa, and I wouldn't
Or,
have. I don't know. It
meaning what
means
they're
it's
asking is that what you're asking is that you just tell Avraham Yehuda that Lirava is also that you're using it, not the derech it's supposed to be used. Rav Baruch, you mentioned before that Lirispa means that I'm using it in a way that's not its derech hashtamshes. So I think that's what they're asking, is that the same point or not? But it's not really. Lirava is when you're doing it totally not for what it's meant for. Lirispa is that there's a way of using it. Maybe it's not a Rolex is made for telling time. It's also made for status symbol. So if I borrow the Rolex purely for the status symbol,
okay, so
then it's
I'll
not
first
the
of all,
river.
I'll challenge that. Shaul Rivois boy is not its usage.
I sure hope
Yeah, I would have
so.
said differently. I'd say one is to use it in a way that's not the normal way to use it. One, you're not using it.
Yeah, there's the
Lirospa is you're
okay.
not using it. You just
There are
want to be
those who
seen.
learn the Aruch HaShulchan learned Shaul Rivois boy is different. That it's a Shaul Aveira. He learns that's why it's different. He learns
It's
that.
not the pashas. It's not the way
And
the smile and
it's not
everything's
gonna
down.
out the pashas. It's not gonna
You're
out
using
the pashas. But okay. The point is well taken. Enochanami. But however you want to learn, okay, understood. But so explain it like this: Shaul Leroy's boy, it's not its regular hishtamshus. Okay, it's not its main hishtamshus. Now, there's actually two ways of learning it. There's a Ur Sameach Mahalach. The Ur Sameach Mahalach is that. When the whole idea of reason why you chayv an oinsin by Shaila is because you become a temporary bialim on it. That's the Ur Sameach Mahalach throughout the whole Hilchos Shaila. So that's how he explains that when you're dealing with something that's only a Shaul Leroy's boy, that's not a stira to the first bialim, and sort of you're not really becoming the temporary bialim. So not enough of a bialim to become the status of a temporary bialim that you should be mechuyev in Shaila. That's his Mahalach over there in Perek Zayin, Halacha Daled in Shaila. There's a Tshuva's Rashi B'Samim, and Rashi B'Samim that's in Siman Kuf Aleph Yud Aleph. His Mahalach and Shaul Reis Boy is a little different. He makes it more technical. He says that, he brings down the Lashonis of Rashi, the Lashon HaTosis, and he
Okay.
says that the Lashonis are telling you that you need to be nana from the guf of the parah. You're getting Hanof directly. Shaul Reis Boy is you're not really getting direct Hanof from the item. You're getting Hanof from the ooh and the ahs of the crowd. So because it's not an exact direct Hanof, so he wants to say that's the technicality of when the Torah, doesn't obligate you in Hilchos Sheila and being even einsim. Okay.
That's a little bit of a chiddush because that's a second Iboy after the first one.
Why not? Okay.
Okay,
Listen,
fine. Fine.
you're asking
According to this
sugya-ish,
Svara,
and that you're gonna have to have it out with the crowd because the crowd is gonna throw tomatoes at me if I get into the sugya. I don't know. The answer is I'm
no,
not
I
good.
agree.
I don't know. You
Right.
might be a good R over there. You have to ask the Ilma what they hold if
Are you
it's a
getting
good
involved
R.
in the Chol Shiloh where you had a problem with? I mean, whatever, about it was Dafka Bebailam or Stam Sheila? That machlekas, like this shadow.
Okay, yeah.
I'm just asking. Are you going to address that bichlal? That this discussion in the Gemara is a shaila and Rishonim, how to learn? Is it dafka? Is it istam shaila
I hear
or?
you're pointing out that according to the Rambam, you're going to hold that it's only a shadow for Bol of Imoy. What's the svaras over here?
Right. That's what I'm asking.
Good. All right. You
Okay,
have
no, I just wanted to.
to bang your head on the wall. It's a problem. It's an
Okay.
issue, no?
Yeah, no, I'm just curious. I never
These
got to
are.
that. Comes out according to this relationship, some that you just mentioned, that the Neumel, even if you hold like me, that the point of an old Neumel is only for childbirth because you're not using the Guf HaChefetz, so Neumel, it still wouldn't fall into this Sif.
Bingo.
Why did it then a painting?
It would fall into this Sif and give
Why
you.
did it then a painting?
It would fall into this
The
Sif and give
painting
you.
is that everybody who views
Yeah,
it, I have enough from the painting. It looks good, it looks nice. But from a segula, I don't have enough from the sefer, I have enough from the segula that it creates. So you're gonna tell me a painting creates a certain ambiance and certain no, it's not what it is. It's you like it the way it looks. And
No.
you're
So
enjoying
according to this,
correctly.
not a Neumel. According to this, far even the real school or whatever they are, I don't know what they are, but those real school things that you pay money for,
What?
even that same shiloh.
The real gula.
I mean to say something was manufactured as a school, that stone.
The
Even
red,
that, according to the
the
Svara,
kameya, the meya.
its usage is never its guf.
100%. And you should know, by the way, there's a Chachma Shloim in the beginning of Shin Mem that he brings in, talks about a kameya. It's funny you mentioned kameya. He talks about a kameya and he wants to say maybe it's not Gufa Mammon. And maybe it's Nismai from Shmira of Shemrim als not Gufa Mammon like a star. All right, Ayin Shem.
Oh,
The beginning of Chachma Shloim, the
interesting.
beginning of Shin Mem. Which we're Baz Hashem, that's the next stop, right? After Baal Vima, we're going on to Shin Mem, the beginning of Shin Mem, to learn the sugya of Meis Machas Malach, and also just get into the basics of Shoyal. Okay, Baz Hashem. Story number three.
So we said it's Talion, the Arsamech, and Rosh Hashanah. That's really what we're
Fire it
coming
should
out.
be, and you definitely could say, could you say Kimli? You want to say Kimli. The Havona. Yesh Lion Bazaar. How it is a Rashi B'Samim. I believe Dar Sameach's Pshat is okay. You probably could say Kimli because Dar Sameach's Pshat, his Mahalach is really based on the Lamdas, how he learns why in Mechuyev and Einsim. It's not Poshet. It is actually two tracks how you go through the Hoshela. Is it the Vortis they becoming the Bailim, temporary Bailim, or is it because the Torah is Mechayev you, you're Mekabel, or the Torah is Mechayev you? It's a very nice svara, but lav dafka everyone agrees that is the mahal. So the Ur Samech is really going based on his mahal throughout the whole Sheila. The way to learn not like that is like the Rashi B'Samim learns.
But for the Or Sameach, you would come out chayiv. I'm just trying to understand. For the Rosh Hashanah, we said that you would
Correct.
since
For the Ur Sameach should come out chayiv because according to the Ur Sameach over here, it is its normal use. That's what people use. That's what its Bialim uses it for. The Bialim uses it for its school of owning the earth, the owning it, and having the special bracha that a shefa that it pulls down from Shemayim because you own this The Yam
Why
Cup.
don't they own it like a? I would assume they own it like a painting, because if they don't, I don't know if it does every segula in the world or just childbirth, and that's the main one. Because if I had a very
I hear.
fancy,
I hear.
I put in a glass case, and that's what it's like a painting. It's like,
I hear.
wow.
Okay. I hear. You're making a good point, Rabbi Yaakov. I hear. You want to say that owning a Noam Elimelech is not better than owning a painting? It's a show. It's a piece to show off on the coffee table or behind the locked glass. Here, look what I have. I have a first edition of Noam Elimelech. I hear. I got it. Maybe you're right. I hear. That is true. That's probably true what you're saying. It probably is true, and therefore, even according to the Aruch Sameach, you could make the case that over here I'm only buying for one time skula, then you should be potter. Correct. I agree with that now. That sounds true. Okay, it's good, Rabbi Yaakov, how quick you were able to get into the mindset of the Noam Elimelech owners. Good, very good. Now, story number three. Okay. Story number three was actually 100% true story. Not only based on a true story. Story number three, that Reuven lends a bed, a folding bed or a cot to his friend. And his friend pulls up with his minivan, and he helps schlep his, and he puts the cot into the minivan. Okay. That helps. He puts the cot into the minivan. Now, his friend's kid jumped on the cot and broke it. Now, the friend called to ask, is he chayef to pay for it? He told his friend, and his friend was never asking for the money, probably forgot about it. Should he pay? Or perhaps he has any ptur, and the ptur that we're thinking of is balavimai. Could it be that he's potter's balavimai? Now, I'll rest the story right now and hear what everyone has to say.
I would say this is a textbook case of shaila v'bialik. I'm
I was
supporting
going to go the
you. This is
opposite.
why,
Absolutely not.
and
Absolutely not. I was
I'm
not
in.
going to go the opposite.
Yeah, this is what he said.
It's like giving the chairs to the guy. Giving you a chair
part
to his house. It's bechlal, not shaila.
of
Right. It's
the
not shaila.
shaila
Yeah,
was false. As you
it's
said,
100% just the she'ela. There is no bialim part over here. If the guy put the cot down, and then afterwards the guy told him, actually, could you do me a favor and schlep it in my car? Fine, it's an echnami. But and as much as he pulls it out of his trunk and the other guy's trunk open just slides it in, it's not echari, it's not she'ela bialim.
No, Reb Tzvi, what are you going to say now, Reb Tzvi?
What about are
Because
you?
this, they're all saying over my svara. I was going to
Ah, okay,
say,
very good. Okay,
because
now,
I said the Mishnah says that if I send the cow with the cheresh, whatever, with the shliach, right? So the whole shiloh when you chayev. I said, what do you mean the sheila of a baile? So I said, vice the chais, that the facilitating of the sheila itself is not a sheila of a baile. That's not a service
okay, now,
to
Reb
be able
Tzvi,
to give.
I have you where I want you. So you agree with me.
Rabar,
Okay, so
could you say it a drop slower?
the story?
No, the svar of three angles are saying.
Oh. What the Ilm is saying is, here you have the Bible, taking the bed, schlepping it, working very hard, the toiva of the mashal, of the shoyl. Brings it, carries it from his shed, brings it to the minivan, puts it into the minivan, and then
He was talking better than he has to.
the owner of the minivan closes the door of the minivan and drives away. Says the Olam, there is no Sheila B'Gailam here. There's only a Sheila.
That's right. So
Where's
just
the
the
Sheila
facts.
B'Gailam?
Just the facts. I mean, the Bible that we're discussing is the fact that he was schlepping for him.
You
So just
tell
the
me,
facts.
this is the
But
story.
let's,
The Shoyl, when he
even
asks, the Shoyl
assuming.
has no idea why he should be potter, why he should be chayv. He's asking, what should he do? Should he pay? He feels awkward. He's looking a way out. Should I still have to pay him? I don't have to pay him. Maybe he's Moichel because maybe he has some other svar why. Maybe he's Moichel because he never asked me for the money. And then you tell him that that's not a reason why you think he's be Moichel. If you forgot about it, it's not a mechila. But then you're thinking that, hey, maybe he's potter because of a different reason. And right, that's what's going on in your head. So this is
So
the
what about
question.
before the fancy Savara, when did the Sheila start?
Just to clarify.
So that's what the Elam is saying. They're being pushed. They're saying it's starting when you put it when it hits the minivan, when it goes down into the minivan, that's when the Shayla started. At most, at the earliest. Didn't happen before. So therefore they're saying at the start of the Shayla, there was no siyuah from the Bialim.
They sound like
That's
they're
what
saying
they're
something
saying.
fancy.
No.
This is a Baal Pa, this is the Gemara. I don't need to explain English for
That's not
this.
what I'm saying.
I think he's meant something much more.
Oh yeah,
They'll
okay,
say,
fine, go ahead.
I'm saying giving a service to facilitate the she'ela is not considered a service that's considered Baalim.
Even if the she'ela started beforehand while he was schlepping,
He
they're
jumped.
still saying somehow it's not
What
a
the
violent.
kid jumped? The itis happened in the minivan while he's pulling it in. According to the way you're saying it, Chad is the Shayla Nach Nish Angefangen. They're saying here a new svar. That Chad
Yeah,
is that my
what's the svar?
facilitating what?
What's
The
the
svar you were
svar?
seeing was that the mashal's facilitating of the Shayla is not included in Shayla Bavai because I'm Gufa making the Shayla with
Meaning
that. I
bringing
have
up,
to be Hashkeni Maya, giving you something
right.
else, another service.
Bringing over the lawnmower to give them to use is not considered. If you now go and show them how to use the lawnmower and pull the thing and show them the instructions, that's already considered. But bringing it over to give them to be sure to use, that's not.
It's not more of a service than the Shaila himself.
Okay. It's interesting because it seems like the Chalkis Yoyev in Chelik Beis Chesh Mishpat Simen Gimel wants to say just the exact opposite type of svar. That if you're in our case, I believe he's saying a very big chiddush, and there's no one really else besides the Shita Mikabetzis and Daf Tzadik Tes and Bava Metzia and the Sugya Hashkeni Mayim who says this type of svara. That he says that giving over the kli, facilitating the she'ela, even though it didn't happen while the she'ela started, will create a ball of imai. And he tries
Is
to
the
bring
Chalkis
right.
Yosef?
He tries
That's
to bring.
I
He
have
tries
it
to
in
bring.
the pen. He can go to
I
your
have
hand
it in
and
the
get it.
pen.
So you go take the pen this time.
Rebaroff,
No, you take the pen. Don't give.
every time the Mashal handed the Shayla the pen, it's always Shayla Bavaila. No Shayla will
It,
ever be high. Unless
bingo.
Shayla took it
You take
himself.
it. Except if you
Right.
take it.
That was the
But if
Chalkis
you.
Yosef, or that was the Shita Kovetzis? Who said that you're chayav? I think
It's
you're
yeah,
Potter. I'm sorry. That's
both.
Bavaila.
Both. Both. Both.
Both of them?
The Chalkas Yoiv is Mayrich on it. The Chalkas Yoiv, and again, Chelik Beis, Chosh Mish B'Tzad Gimel. And he does, I don't think he even brings the Rabbeinu Yonason in the Shita. Rabbeinu Yonason in the Shita and learn, and when he explains the Gemara of Ashkenu Mayim. And he explains clearly that we're talking about that very same case that you're handing over to him. And he explains that the tour of the bowl of Imo is by giving him the case to drink. That's how he explains. And he explains also the same thing if you're giving me Shaul HaKardum or any other thing that you're giving handing over to him. It's a Baum Chiddush and it has to be understood. Yesh La'ayin, if you could say Kimli on it. It's not, you know, again, the Shita is not brought in the
What
Shulchan
do you
Aruch.
mean? The whole Shiloh Shlichos, Avda, Kanani, Tseva and Parasi, I raise the Shayla Blight. What do I need? Tseva and Parasi. Bring him the para. Bring him the para. It's the Shayla. That whole sif, this was Araya. That whole sif screams that my facilitating of the bringing of the thing to you is not. It has to be a Zaitigazak.
Okay, Ripsy. You rest your case. Story number four. Story number four. It is Ripsy. I would love to hack around.
I
I
say it
probably
sounds
would
like you
have nothing
that's a
to say.
mosque to me, but that
No,
you have a
I don't
shelter
know. No,
to
no, no.
me.
I'm not sure if you're right. I have to look inside the Shulchan Aruch. Again, you know, you want to bring a raya fakir, a chiddush. I feel you're saying a chiddush the other way. That even if the Shayla started and you're helping them out, that you don't have the P'tur. I think that's a Baum Chiddush. And we have to look around. We have to look around if anyone says it. I would be afraid to say on my own such a Chiddush. But
I
I
could
want
also
to finish.
say it's not
Comes out
see.
that the Shayla really started for when the guy started putting the bed in the van, right? Even though he's still putting it in, it's already started.
Why the Shayla's on the
But
same
you don't
parish?
have to say that. I'm guessing Rabbi Yaakov is saying the same thing. Tzvi, even like you could still be Seivel alumnus to say that ha'gufa, because part of the facilitation, that means the she'ela never really started. Meaning, you could say your entire svar without having to jump the second step and say the she'ela was already before, and now I'm just doing nothing. You could say al zeh ne'emar, that because it's the facilitation, not the she'ela lein, that means the she'ela didn't really start yet.
Okay, another story. I just want the inyan to this. Another story. Okay, there's a library here in town in Lakewood that it's a Jewish library. They have Jewish books. Okay, the owner of the library, who basically sponsored an entire library, you have to pay some membership, whatever it is. So when you come to check out, when you come here to the library, he built a special shed for it. Not a small shed, a big, but he built in his backyard a room special for this library. And when you come in there, the walls are full of books. And Amol, he'll come and help you out in the books. And when you come to check out, he checks you out with his computer and his library software, whatever he scans into, all the barcodes and everything, he scans you out. The question is, what mahadin if you lose the book? Are you mechuyev? Now you pay membership, so l'chayr you're not going to be a shoyl. You do pay, a token amount, nothing crazy. But will you have the p'tur of Baal of Ima in this type of situation? Because he's there to help you out while you're. I'll tell you reasons why you should be Baal of Ima without getting technical. He's there helping you out, choosing your books, showing you what, suggesting books. People ask him what's good to read and what's not good to read, etc. He knows all the books. He's checking you out. He's checking out the books, handing the books after he finished scanning them. You go ahead and lose them. Are you going to be choyev or not? Is there any way of pottering him of Baal HaVimai?
See.
And why is it different than the owner of the
If
bed
you
who put the
remember that,
bed
if
who
you're
put the bed in the car?
I'm not
Who put
saying it's
the
different.
bed in your pocket?
I'm not saying it's different. You
So you have that with you. When does the
it's
library Shaila
another
start?
story. What?
The Shaila in the book of Zichra starts when you leave the library, when you're out the door, no?
When he hands you the book after he scans you. Whatever.
Even while it's in his Rishos, you have a
Yeah, it's your, it's the
Agbo.
book.
You have Agbo.
The book. And your Shaila starts,
Now,
but then his help stop. Then his help is already showing the long done. Just practically speaking, his help is done already.
right. So also Yeshlein, another good gadol is that when you take the book off the shelf and he's there helping you out, he's there looking to help you out, suggesting books. And he said, oh, this is a good book. You pull out, oh, maybe that one. So did your she'ela start then? If it did, even before checkout, if your she'ela started then when you took it off the book and you claimed, okay, this is the one I want to check out. Checkout might be only a formality. We have to know who took it, so we check you out. But if the Shayla starts right then and there, and he's there helping you out, he's there for the people. Now, once you already checked out, you're done. You already took the books you want. He's not. You don't need his help. He's not looking to help you anymore. Done. So if while you're there, the Shayla started then l'chari you can make the claim. He's Baal HaVimai. He's looking to help you. He's looking to make suggestions, and he's very happy and feels very good to help you out. So then you can make the claim Baal HaVimai. Afterwards, you're going to have to come on to the shmuz of the Chelkas Yoyev, the Chiddush of the Chelkas Yoyev, that handing you the books could be created Baal HaVimai if you're going to, say the Sheila only happens, starts then. That checking out is not just a formality. It's checking out, it's not yours. And until you check out, they could always, they could say, hey, we're pulling back. We're not letting this book be checked out, for whatever reason.
Well, so this is with a lot of gemachs where you don't have to scan anything just to make it like where there's less of a shilas, unless like you go to like the centerpiece gemachs for simchas and the lady shows you all the different centerpieces and which one she recommends and then you pick it up. I don't know if she's still help. I don't, when does her helping you stop? Because even if you do just pick it up and then get it, then maybe she stopped helping you. Unless you're picking some other things, unless you're picking a few things, then the first item is for sure. Is that pashut that it would be Baal HaVimai?
For if you're still picking more things, l'chayra,
Yeah.
l'chayra. If the ilm agrees, then I agree.
Can we argue that the whole checkout is a te'elas, the owner, not even for me? I couldn't care less.
Yeah,
He
he's
was
paying.
Estado.
He wants his books back, so he has a
You
fancy
could argue
system.
that. You could argue that.
I hear. That's good.
Yeah, that's a good argument. Okay, mice at number five. We're over time already, and probably everyone has to leave. How about we just say the stories and we'll have email afterwards, answers. Okay, just keep track of the story. Okay, stories like this. Oh, this is a good one. Haha. On Yom Tiv, everyone knows the Kohanim go up to Duchim. Okay, so the people who sit on Mizrach, the Chash V'Yidden and sit on Mizrach, they have to step back. They can make room for Kavod Hashem for the Kohanim to Duchim. Some of the people, Mizrach people, they step back and we're not going to stay the whole till the end of Musaf, told the Kohanim they can have their seat back. They go and find a Kohen's empty shtender, empty seat, and that's where they go stand. In the middle of Duchening, there was a huge bang, and everyone under the tiles, whatever, couldn't look to see what happened. And what happened was is that the one of the Mizrach people was leaning too much or on the tabletop shtender, and it fell down on the floor and it broke. It was a Kohen's tabletop shtender.
Mitzvah
What?
Slava Hedis Nidnu. I don't know.
That's story number five, okay? Story number six, okay? Oh, this is a terrible story. Mamish heartrending story. It was a shayla of Mazik. I was watching the video. It was a shayla of Mazik. You could cry from this story. There were a group of Rebbeim that commute to a out of town. They're Rebbeim, out of town. They one of the older Rebbeim, let's say it's a group of four Rebbeim, three of them teach in one cheder. One of them goes to another cheder. They come in there, they daven shachris at cheder number one because they have to leave early. They daven shachris at cheder number one. Then one Rebbe has to travel from the first cheder and to the second cheder, not far away. Cheder, the Rebbe Reuven, who's the Rebbe Reuven, bought himself a brand new SUV. He has to commute one of these electric, brand new, shiny SUV. Like it was beautiful. He bought it, and he was having yeah okay. And he bought this car. I'm not going to get into the whole room and a room and a room. It's sad enough as it is. And Rebbe Shimon, who's driving the next cheder, borrowed the car from Reuven, brand new SUV. That from these are both Rebbeim. Imagine. And he bought this car that Rebbeim don't drive, but he bought it because he had commutes back and forth. You understand? So you need cars that work. And you see the video. Shimon is in the car. It's one of these cars that I know. I was one of these cars that you have to know which buttons to push. It doesn't have like a normal steering wheel. It doesn't have normal shift gears and stuff. It's not a normal car. I'm sorry. For the people who drive normal cars, these cars are just not normal. You might drive it and it might seem normal to you, but that's only before you started driving it. I was one time stuck in the parking lot in BMG with one of these cars blocking me in, and they leave the keys in the engine. Very nice keys, if you call it a key, the I didn't know what to push and how to move the thing. And I was blocked in. And that Baruch Hashem, someone passed by and had Rachmanis to me and he moved the car for me. Anyway, because this thing is a spaceship. It's not a car. Okay, I don't drive an old car. I drive a 22. But it's a normal car. Anyway, this thing was not a normal car. So Shimon the Rebbe is sitting in the car and he's looking and he's His mind and his eyes are swimming. He doesn't know what's going on. So Reuven comes to him and explains to him, is showing him oh, push this, do this, this is how it works, all these things what to do. Fine. Shimon says, fine, no problem. Okay, good. You see, Reuven is walking, starts walking away. Shimon starts pulling out. A mother dropping off a kid with a power pole starts driving around the bend. Bang! $10,000 worth of damage. Reuven turns around. The Rebbe could watch him.
Oh,
5 seconds, literally 5 seconds. 5 seconds. I heard afterwards, he was telling 5 seconds, be careful with this car. Five
oh.
seconds later, $10,000, maybe even more. I don't even know. I don't even know what the final number. $10,000 worth of damage to the car. You know, with all the sensors in the front of today's cars, even a mirror is $5,000. Bekitzer, Shaila is Chayev Potter. Reuven says, I can't go to my insurance. Don't even try that because I'm going to be kicked off my insurance because I had so many accidents now. I'm sorry. I know you're Rebbe. I'm also Rebbe. And I need to commute. I need insurance. You have to pay out. Bar from Gemach. What can I do? I told you to be careful. That's story number six. You could cry from this story. Maybe we should make a page. We can make a page. Donate. Donate. No,
I
donate.
was gonna.
Okay. This is another typical story, and we're going to finish with this. It's
Well,
why.
Mimo is that he was showing him how to use. He was showing him how to use.
Email. Email. There's no time. No time. Maisa number seven. You're sitting by a chasana. This is a typical story. You're sitting by a chasana. You break a glass. What do you do? You say, oh, okay, the waiter will come. The waiter, come clean it up. You ever think of calling the caterer to maybe pay for the glass that broke? Why not? Okay, Rabbi Sai, we have to stop here. We're over time. I want to see the answers to these last three in the emails. Rabbi,
You know what the chasana shaila is going to be? They're going to say, "What do you mean? The caterer has to pay me? I
all right.
paid for this chasana, and
Okay.
he gives me a glass that breaks."
You're a guest.
I
First
know,
of
I
all,
know, I
you're a
know. I'm
guest.
joking. I'm seeing the other guy.
Okay. Yeah. No. You're the guys who sue the caterers. I understand. All right. Vagabench, Rabbi Sai.
Oh, thanks,
Shaya,
guys.
thank you.